At the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, when President Bush returned from his latest visit to Europe, he had to face the problems he's having with Congress, as well as reporters who wanted to know more about those problems, and one who artfully asked the president whether he felt he was under siege.
The Alamo on the wall is not an indication of how you feel in the White House right now.
Oh, I feel great. Listen, I think we've had one of the most constructive first 6 months of any presidency, and we're making great progress on a lot of issues. I've always, a dictatorship would be a heck of a lot easier. There's no question about it. But dealing with Congress is a matter of give and take. The president doesn't get everything he wants. The Congress doesn't get everything they want.
NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne has been following the give and take between 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and Capitol Hill. Hi, Don.
Good morning.
This is not the same smiling chief executive who got Congress to pass the big tax cut. What's changed?
How about everything? It sounds like an old story to say the defection of Jim Jeffords from the Republican Party changed the world for the president, but that was not a one-day or a one-week story. It's a situation that's now in place. It's in place, barring more surprises, until Election Day next year. So that's exactly what the president's dealing with today, a Senate with Democrats in charge and Democrats setting the agenda.
The president's getting a hard time from the House, and there's a Republican majority there.
Right, but there are moderates in the House as well, and they have been giving the president some fits. The Republican majority there is just small enough that a dozen moderate Republicans can get together and they can back, say, an alternative to what the president supports on patients' Bill of Rights. And in the process, they throw a pretty good-sized monkey wrench into the works for Mr. Bush and for the House leadership. And don't forget that next year is an election year for every single one of those House members, and an election year gives them some incentive to find places where they can be independent from the White House.
Lately, it seems like the administration's been playing whack-a-mole. You know, one day the president's catching
right.
flack from, the world leaders about the environment, and then the Pope is giving him an earful about stem cell research, and then the next day he's hearing from moderates on the Hill about patients' Bill of Rights. How is the White House actually managing through all this?
I haven't heard if they've installed a whack-a-mole in the White House yet. But you heard the tape of the president just a few moments ago. He puts that sunny face on it, saying it's been a pretty good 6 months of accomplishment. The big victory, of course, was that big $1.3 trillion tax cut. And here he is. He's 6 months into his presidency, the time period, incidentally, that his administration said would be a good time to give him a report card. And while that tax cut is done, a lot of what he'd hoped to have done by now is hung up. He's getting beaten up on an energy policy that critics say is way too pro-business and that falls short in considering conservation and the environment. The administration denies that charge. And they're also at odds with much of the world for backing out of the Kyoto Global Warming Treaty, though they insist that they'll come up with a plan of their own to address that problem soon. And the president's got a tough decision to make on funding for stem cell research. Whatever he does on that, somebody's going to be mad. And just listing things here, the economy is not giving people much to cheer about.
Well, this coming Saturday, the president is scheduled to go off to the ranch for vacation. Sounds like the job is going to follow him there, but do you think he's going to be able to regroup and recharge?
Yeah, it will. It always follows you wherever you go. A vacation's never quite a vacation. He'll be there pretty much the whole month of August. He'll do both recharge and regroup. But again, he did hope to have some of these big things wrapped up before heading south. He gave a speech on Friday in Washington to the Future Farmers of America, and he told them, he spoke very wistfully about going back to the ranch. He called it the heartland. He said it's a place where he loves to go walking. Then he went into this passage where he talked about the cows that graze on his land and joke that maybe he'll do some talking with some of them. But I think it's safe to say livestock won't be the only ones bending his ear while he's down there.
NPR's White House correspondent, Don Gagne. Thanks a lot, Don.
Thank you.